AP News, I'm Mike Kempen. A lot of exchanging of ideas, but no deal. That's the situation at the Capitol, where debt ceiling negotiators for President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have been trying to work out an agreement to avert a federal default. McCarthy says the two sides have a fundamental difference.
No, they still want to spend more money next year than we spent this year. That's a red line.
Not reaching a deal by the deadline, which could be as early as June 1st, would throw U.S. financial markets into turmoil, inflicting economic pain at home and abroad. A man who crashed a U-Haul truck into a secure barrier across from the White House is under arrest. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Secret Service says investigators believe the driver may have intentionally hit the barriers at Lafayette Park last night. Police searched the truck, and WUSA-TV posted video showing one officer going through evidence, including a Nazi flag. There were no injuries, and authorities have not released the man's identity nor a motive. The park police say he faces multiple charges, including threatening to kill, kidnap, or inflict harm on a president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Russian court on Tuesday extended the arrest of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich by 3 months in a closed-door hearing. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. again calls on Russia to release the reporter.
We once again call on Russia to comply with their obligation to provide consular access to him.
Gershkovich was ordered held until August 30th. He was arrested in March on espionage charges on a reporting trip in Russia. Stocks slid on Tuesday as the U.S. government crept closer to the edge of a potentially disastrous default. This is AP News. The largest gay rights group in the country is issuing an advisory against traveling to Florida.
The Human Rights Campaign is joining a group that includes the NAACP, the League of United Latin American Citizens, the Florida Immigrant Coalition, and Equality Florida in warning newly passed laws and policies in Florida may pose risks to minorities, immigrants, and gay travelers. The Human Rights Campaign is not calling for a boycott of Florida, but is highlighting laws passed by Florida's Republican-led legislature and signed by Governor Ron DeSantis they say are hostile to the LGBTQ+ community, restrict abortion access, and allow Floridians to carry concealed weapons without a permit. Visit Florida says more than 137 million tourists visited the state last year, surpassing pre-pandemic levels. I'm Ed Donahue.
Organizers of the Paris Olympics are brushing off criticism that ticket prices are too high. They say they have sold 6.8 million tickets. I'm Mike Kempen, AP News.